This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. British American cruise ship operator Carnival is scheduled to announce its second quarter profits this morning. It's one of the first big global companies to report to investors since last week's Brexit vote rocked the markets. And while the numbers cover the last quarter, the CEO doing the briefing today will likely face questions about how the post-Brexit world order will affect profits to come. Carnival has two main addresses, both Miami, Florida, and Southampton, England. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Like any luxury industry, the cruise business relies on people having extra cash and spending it.
The greater the uncertainty, the lower the willingness to spend.
Morningstar analyst Jamie Katz says about 25% of cruise passengers overall come from continental Europe, about 8% from the UK. So a good chunk of Carnival's business could be affected by that uncertainty. But Katz says the industry is flexible. If demand looks weak in Europe,
maybe they say, forget it, we're going to take two less ships to Europe at the end of next summer, and we're going to move them to the Caribbean, where demand seems to be stable.
Analysts expect Brexit to come up in lots of earnings forecasts and investor calls in the coming quarters. Scott Wren is an equity strategist at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
Not that these companies are going to have a solid handle on what it necessarily means for their business, but they will definitely be throwing the caution flag out there.
And some, he predicts, will use Brexit as a scapegoat for poor performance. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.